Now, let me tell you the stages people go through first that create challenges in any relationship, even if your natures are aligned. There are things that can happen that you can get upset about, and then pretty soon, very often, people start to stack things. Like, for example, do you ever notice when you get upset, you can remember everything about that person that upsets you? It's like you stack it all together, and it gets you more and more upset. So the way to avoid that is understand the pattern of destruction that destroys relationships, because here's what you got to be able to deal with. This is inevitable. Something happens, and even when your natures are aligned, and you feel this, inside this first R, resistance. By the way, I got these four R's from two relationship experts, from Dr. John Gray and Dr. Barbara DeAngelis, both great relationship experts. And what's happened in each case is they've learned. You know, part of life is learning. It's not about failure. If you're so afraid to fail, you're going to stay in a relationship where you really aren't connected anymore, where you really don't have the same natures, where neither person is fulfilled, but you're both hanging on because you don't want the economic loss or the emotional loss or the feeling like a failure or what people will think. If you conduct your life trying to avoid these elements, then you lose the love and fulfillment you deserve. All fulfillment in life comes from self-honesty, and once you're honest, taking courageous steps. And courageous steps don't mean you're not fearful. It doesn't mean you don't have pain. It means you do it anyway because you know that in this lifetime, you deserve to find that person you can share this life with at the deepest level. And to settle for less than that is to hurt you and to hurt the person you're with because this person is not being fulfilled either. And neither person will usually have the courage to do something about it until they finally make each other so mad, so upset, that now they can't even be friends. And you want to avoid that. Because you obviously care about and love this person, you wouldn't be in a relationship with them. So what are the elements that destroy? The first R, as I started to tell you, that came from them is resistance. Somebody says something, somebody does something that you're in a relationship with, and you go, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Oh, I wish they wouldn't tell that story again and again. Oh, you know, I hate when she does that. But you don't say anything. And so that goes on, it happens again and again and again and again, and finally, the emotion escalates, doesn't it? It eventually gets, after a period of weeks, months, years, or decades, it eventually gets to the point where you go, I resent this! Why do they always have to do this? And all of a sudden, inside, the amount of emotion is not just resistance, but there's some anger there. There's resentment, like, oh, I hate when they do that. Why are they always going to do that? There's a different tone that happens, but you still don't say anything. Now, if you don't deal with this at the level of resistance, it goes to resentment. If you don't deal with it, resentment, it goes to the third R, rejection. And you actually start to, do you have to wear that dress? Do you have to always say that same stupid story? Why did you do that? In fact, this person's going to be looking at you like, why are you so overreacting? What's the deal here? You're going to look like the idiot because you're no longer actually reacting to the moment. You're reacting to all these stacked resistance and resentments. Does that make sense? And so now you literally find things to pick at them a little bit. And they get really irritated. What does that do for them? It makes them have resistance and resentment. And pretty soon, maybe they're rejecting you too. If not overtly, covertly. Maybe with other people. Maybe with their friends. They get their girlfriends together or their guys. And they say, you know what she always does? You know what my old lady does? You know what he does to me, my old man? And they go through this whole thing. And it gets worse and worse and worse. Eventually, if these people don't break up when they're in this anger state, they'll go to repression. And repression is that fourth R. That's where, like, you know, your roommates. You know, you love them, and they're like a good buddy, but there's no passion. And the reason is, it's hard to sustain passion with anger. For most people, when they're angry, it shuts off the emotion of love. And so what happens at this point is, you just get repressed. You just go, you know, I love this person, they're really great, you know, my spouse, my friend, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, yeah, it's really wonderful. But your energy goes someplace else, doesn't it? Well, you're more fulfilled in your work, with your girlfriends or your male friends, in sports, in anything that's more fulfilling because your relationship doesn't do it. It just basically is comfort and stability. But comfort and stability is not the same thing as intimacy. And it's certainly not the same thing as fulfillment. So if you're in this example, it's time to step up. It's time to step up and you know it. So you've got to make a decision. And if you're listening to this tape and you know somebody you care about who's in this place of repression, then you got to help them out. Get them to listen to this. Talk to them. Have an honest conversation.